VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk on VCY America for a very important, critical topic that's certainly impacting our society today. I came across a startling story recently on LifeSiteNews.com telling how pornography is poisoning our society. In this story, they reported that in 2016, people watched more than an accumulated 500,000 years of pornography through a particular pornographic site. That is roughly 12 porn videos for every man, woman, and child on planet Earth. They also reported recently that the number one top viewed video on that site had 7 million views in one given week. 7 million people watching a video for their own entertainment of a girl that was being raped by a family member for their own personal enjoyment. Incest-related categories are among some of the top searches on this site, and it's getting darker and darker. The author wrote, "But people desperately need to wake up and realize that for Christian communities, the porn threat is an existential one, and the industry that is coming for our children are spreading its tentacles into our families is tremendously more evil and powerful than the glossy magazines that parents once feared. Pornography is shattering marriages, families, and yes, even churches." Joining us today to address the poison of porn, we welcome Nancy Demery. She is a certified lay biblical counselor involved in discipling, mentoring, and counseling. And some years ago, the former director of Citizens for Decency Through Law to help those impacted by pornography. Nancy, good to have you here in our studios today.
Great to be with you today, Jim.
I'm not sure about you, but I was really shocked when I read those numbers as to the amount, just in that 1 year, of one website, the amount of pornography that was being consumed. It used to be that porn was confined to the magazine behind the counter, but it's not that way any longer, is it?
No, and I think back, Jim, to 27 years ago when we had this store open in West Dallas, and I was involved in the battle for the protection of children and families in our community. And this store had back rooms where they were people could go in and watch the videos. And we were doing a preventive act there by trying to limit and discourage people. But once the personal computers came into homes in the mid-90s, this thing has exploded. It has become pandemic. It is everywhere. And we have no idea if we could see things the way God sees things, our hearts would be as broken as his heart is.
Who's falling prey to pornography?
I think everyone. I don't think there's anyone that is exempt from the tentacles of this very poisonous and harmful material. And what it does to the soul of a human life is incredible, and it's heartbreaking because Satan is looking to steal, kill, and destroy mm-hmm. human life. We know that. We know Jesus came to pay an incredible debt to spare us from the effects of sin. And we're talking about sin. We're not talking about an illness or a disease here. We are talking about sin. So the good news is there's hope because there's always an answer for sin. God has provided a remedy, a way of escape from sin, and we can choose that. Now, it takes some good wisdom and education if somebody is really bound in pornography to get free from it, but there are so many helps out there right now, ministries that are designed to help people who are struggling with it themselves, or if they're the spouse of family member of someone who is habituated to pornography. You know, they're addicted to it. Their body hormones have just taken hold mm-hmm. because of the way it gets hold of the brain.
When we look at the proliferation of pornography, you mentioned when the PC came, the personal computer came,
yes,
that really became the downfall. And now we look at how far technology has gone even beyond just the PC.
Yes.
I mean, many people are carrying one in their pocket or on their hip or in their purse, on their wrist. I mean, it is there and available. And I was also shocked by a story that ran in Time in the year 2018, indicating that greater than 1 in 4 teens have been sexting, either sending images or receiving these images. And that should really alarm us, because we're seeing that the age level of which people are being introduced to pornography is getting younger and younger.
Yes, and you know, here is what I would like to present. We need to present to our children the beauty of sex the way God created it, because God created sex as a gift to us within his boundaries. And when we're not teaching our children the proper boundaries, when we're not allowing them to know that God created hormones in our bodies that bond us, like a mother is bound to her infant through the nursing experience, the sexual relationship is what binds a husband and wife together for life, hopefully. But when we go outside of the boundaries of God's creation, mm-hmm, and he clearly gives us this in his word, and we start inviting in that which he never intended, we have thwarted God's beautiful gift, and it has become a curse. And so many people are living under the curse of inviting in everything that's wrong. It's like the strange woman of Proverbs. You read Proverbs chapter 4 and 5 about the young man going down the road. It says in the end, it's like a quiver. It's like an arrow in the heart. That path goes, mm-hmm, to hell. And I'm concerned that we are losing the souls of people who once knew Christ and loved him. And because they have gone down this pathway, they are in danger of hell. Who would think of trading eternity in heaven with God forever to dwell in hell in the worst of the worst? I it's just unbelievable.
Nancy, twice you use the term inviting in this pornography, etc. Describe that. I mean, that sounds like it's a choice in that regard.
Yeah, yes. And we need, okay, so first of all, we need safeguards. Parents who are not being wise, please do not be too busy, parents, to take precautions for your children. Children who have cell phones, and many of them do, you need to get some protection on there. But do you want to know what the greatest protection is, Jim? It's our heart. Because porn or any addiction is a heart issue. Our hearts need to be guarded. Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart, for out of it flows every issue of life. So my biggest thing is, parents, connect with your children. Teach them the ways of God so they can learn how to love God with their whole heart, and they will learn to hate sin the way God hates it. That's what Jesus died for. It costs the Father everything to send Christ to the cross, mm-hmm, for us. And if we don't teach our children that sin is something we're to hate, we're to avoid, we are not to invite this into our lives.
Nancy Demery with us here today on Crosstalk. We're discussing the poison of porn. Is the church exempt from this?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I would call it the silent killer in the church today.
You really mean that word, killer?
Yes, definitely. Because, like I said, I believe there is both physical ramifications of porn and spiritual. So if we look at all at the Word of God, at the many warnings about pornography, we can see in numerous places in Scripture that Paul is warning us about, you know, don't go down this road, flee sexual idolatry. You know, in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18, after Paul is talking about an incestuous problem in the church and sexual immorality, he says, every sin we commit outside the body, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But when we commit fornication, sexual sin, that is a sin against our body. And I don't think we know the ramifications of sin against our body. Not only physically, of course, there's, you know, all kinds of diseases come, mm-hmm, but I'm talking about our soul. I'm talking about deep within our heart, our soul and spirit and how they're affected, and most people have not thought of those ramifications.
How does porn become habit-forming? How does it captivate an individual?
Well, there's hormones. There's oxytocin and epinephrine and different hormones, and I'm no doctor or expert on this, but I have definitely studied it, and there's someone I recommend, Dr. Doug Weiss. I have his link on my resource page on my website, and he clearly does a great job of explaining how the hormones bond somebody to what the images they're seeing. And I think if people could understand this, they would begin to see why am I so hooked? Because plenty of people are hooked and addicted who never intended to go there. Young people, old. I know I saw a TEDx show of a young 25-year-old guy, just random guy, nothing to do with God, but he had gotten so addicted, he couldn't function normally anymore. And marriages are losing out because we're missing a major part of what God designed for marriage. So he quit porn by an act of his will. And I'm saying, those of us who love God and want God's plan for our life and our family, we need to wise up and start to learn and understand. We're dealing with a willpower here, yes, but we're dealing with strong hormone chemicals in our bodies.
So it actually impacts the brain itself.
Yes, yeah. There's neural pathways that get laid down like a little stream in a piece of sand in a river, and that thing gets laid down to where Dr. Weiss talks about how the imagery, someone can get so hooked on the weirdest thing, and then we go into all kinds of weird perversions. And I'm really convinced that the bottom of the barrel here, this is why we're ending up with so much sexual childhood abuse, why we end up with so much trafficking. It's just so foul. I'm like, Satan is delighting when Christian men and women drop their guard, actually deny their love for God by engaging in this kind of sin, and then their families end up being destroyed, their marriages, children are abused. The fallout from this is incredible, and it differs in this way, I believe, Jim, from drugs and alcohol. That's not my field, but pornography, this I have studied for a long time. I've been involved in this battle for 30 years, and that scripture in 1 Corinthians 6:19 that differentiates sin against your own body through sexual sin, there's something much bigger to this than we realize.
Nancy Demery with us here today on Crosstalk. We're discussing the poison of porn. And it seems, Nancy, that we are in a society that is obsessed with this in so many different regards. I mean, we see the billboards, magazine covers, the advertisements that are out there, shopping malls, working on a website, and all of a sudden something is popping up on the screen. It is there all around, causing the temptation to be right before our very eyes, many times a day, perhaps.
Exactly. And so how are we going to prevent that from taking over us? How are we going to live in the world but not be of the world? No. And how are we going to keep a pure mind? How are we going to walk uprightly and live righteously? And that just means live honoring to God. So my answer now, I love the Word of God. I know God's Word can transform our minds. So the best thing I know of to rework your mind is the Word of God.
Okay, we're going to delve further into that after the break. Nancy Demery with us here today on Crosstalk. We're discussing the poison of porn. And maybe you are one that's been entrapped by pornography. Maybe you're living with a spouse that's been entrapped by pornography. We trust that you'll continue listening here today as we give some guidance from the Word of God itself on this important issue. Back in just a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, Creation Seminar speaker at the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, any evidence for creation from the solar system?
Yes, there are, Chris. In fact, quite a few. One of the ICR physicists, Dr. Russ Humphreys, made a prediction a few years ago before the exploration of Jupiter by satellite. He had developed a theory of the magnetic field of planets in the solar system based on the Bible. And the satellite found the evidence fit his model and not the evolutionary model of long ages. In particular, Europa, one of the moons of Jupiter, has an Earth-like magnetic field, but it's tilted 80 degrees away from the spin axis. This pretty much proves that the magnetic field is not produced by fluid currents in the moon's interior, as is postulated by long-agers for Earth. As a matter of fact, the Earth's dipole magnetic field is decaying so fast, soon it's going to be gone. It couldn't be the result of events millions of years ago, and that's the Back to Genesis truth.
Thanks for tuning in to Back to Genesis.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Our topic today, the poison of porn. Nancy Demery is our guest today here on Crosstalk, has been not only researching, but counseling on this and delving into it, fighting against the harms of porn as far as how it's impacted individuals, and has been in the battle for some decades, and discussing it here today on Crosstalk. Nancy, in the first segment here, you were talking about the heart. Proverbs 4 talks about keep or guard thy heart with all diligence. Out of it are the issues of life. The heart is really an area where the battle is taking place.
Yes, exactly, Jim. And so I'd like to share some scripture and just some thoughts on that. Because when we think about our heart is our think center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Word of God tells us that as one thinks in his heart, so is he, Proverbs 23:7. So our mind is really contained in our heart, our conscience, our thoughts, the intent of our heart, the intellect, the will, and our emotions. So when we have something enthroned in our heart, like an idol, and idols can be any number of things, a wife, a child, a job. When those idols go into the really dark, deep places of the heart, which sexuality is a good thing, but when it turns outside these boundaries we were talking about that God has set, now we are going to a very dark and deep place. And we see all over the world the ramifications of that, the innocence destroyed, and this horrendous child trafficking industry that is rampant mm-hmm. in all of our cities.
Yeah.
So the goal for us is to enthrone Christ on the heart. If we claim to be a Christian and we're struggling with this, then we have got to look at what role is Christ playing in our life? Is he supreme? Have we surrendered our life to him? And are we submitted to the Holy Spirit? When we submit to the Holy Spirit, we're going to gain peace, purity, cleanness, good treasure, obedience, humility. But when we are enthroned to an idol of self, hedonism, self-gratification, sexual sin, we have idolatry, we have the lust of the flesh, uncleanness, mm-hmm. evil treasure, and wickedness. So when we look at these two sides of the scale, we have got to begin to see that there's a reason, if we're continuing in a habitual pattern of sin, there's reason for it. Now, the best absolute answer I know for anyone who is addicted to pornography is to humble themselves, to cry out to God for mercy and grace, and to receive the Father's love. They are into pornography or any addiction because there's some thing in their heart that they're trying to cope with. They have got to reach out for help, find a Christian, a biblical counselor, someone who can take the Word of God and apply it to your heart, because this is where the love of God is demonstrated to us. This is where we learn who our true Father is.
There are those right now listening, no doubt, who are perhaps in that very situation where they are secretly engaged in pornography, feel trapped, mm-hmm. perhaps embarrassed, don't want to say anything, and don't know how to break free from it.
Well, that's where I feel like we need to go to the scripture, because we, even though we may have accepted Christ, we're often battling the natural man, the carnal man, versus the spiritual man. So our mind, when it is not glued to, and our neural pathways are not glued to the Word of God, we are allowing the natural man's thinking to come in. We are coping poorly with life and stress and anxiety and all these things. So Ephesians 2:1 says, you were dead in your trespasses and sinned. It says in Ephesians 4:8, they were darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that's in them due to their hearts of unbelief. what we need to do, and Ephesians chapter 4 is one of the best chapters to go to in the scripture, because that's where you're going to learn how to put off those things that are unhelpful, and obviously porn is unhelpful. It's wicked. But even things in your life that could lead you close to stepping over that line, and put on those things that are going to lead you toward Christ, because he is the wonderful Savior who suffered for us, for our sin. He loves us supremely. He can provide the answer to every need in our heart, but we have got to learn to come to him. Now, there's plenty of people, I work with women who've been sexually abused as children. They do not have a good father image. It's hard to break through to Father God, because they're feeling like, you know, I've been betrayed. All I've ever known is betrayal and pain and hurt. And I don't know if I can go to God. But that is where only God's word can teach us who God really is. I would say find a woman, if you're a lady, find a woman who knows the word of God, who will tenderly lead you through it. And I realize there are some women who are so broken, who have lived with a spouse or man, you know, because women are addicted too, who have lived with someone who's been in this secret life, have been addicted to pornography, and they're living in a crazy world. I call it the crazy vortex. Things are not adding up in their life. There's a lot of anger, and if they touch that veneer, oh man, there's pushback. We're dealing with very dysfunctional homes, and I'm talking about church families. Mm-hmm. We're going to church like Ken and Barbie on Sunday looking good, but in our homes, we are miserable, and there's so much anger. We're losing our children. The next generation is like, this is hypocrisy. So we've got a major issue, and I do call it our silent killer.
Well, let's talk to the one listening right now who suspects their spouse is involved in pornography, or they have the signs, the warning signs that they are there. Nancy, what do they do? Do they confront their spouse? Do they go to their pastor and say, hey, something's wrong here? Walk us through this. What do they do?
Well, biblically, we know the mandate in Matthew 18 is that if we feel someone is sinning against us or involved in sin, we need to go to them ourselves personally first. Now, I realize that wives or husbands who are living with someone who is deeply involved in sexual sin, what they have to realize is this is secret. This is something they're going to protect because of their own shame, guilt, and fear. Their whole life is going to change probably if this comes out. So we have to be very careful. If someone doesn't feel strong enough to confront this, because many people do confront it, they'll find porn on the computer or on the phone, they'll confront it often, and it's always, oh, yeah, I'm going to change, or, you okay, be my accountability partner. I'm sorry, that doesn't work for husbands and wives. You need a greater outside accountability partner, because a husband and wife, they want to keep that family together, and there's a lot of manipulation involved here. And you have got to get help. But here's my list, pretty much my action steps. Mm-hmm. I've got it on my website. First of all, I would like someone to think biblically, because I want them to be able to get through this with sound judgment and wisdom. And if there's one thing I want to stress is we cannot live by our feelings. Our feelings betray us. Our feelings are fickle. God gives us feelings. It's important to share our feelings, but we first have to live by the word of God. So God tells us to be peacemakers, not just peacekeepers. When peacemakers go in somewhere to help, they're taking action, so they're proactive. We're not just going to recoil and shrink up in a corner and die, or just fall into self-pity and even self-destruction. Mm-hmm. We're going to take active steps. So we need to think biblically. If we don't know the word of God ourselves, find someone who does, who can confidentially, who can help us. Number two, we need to act instead of reacting. God's word gives us action steps that bring hope. Hope is the underlying thing that I am all about, and the word of God is all about. Romans 15:13 says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, abounding in hope." How? By the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he did not leave us comfortless. He left us with the person of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit can guide and lead us into truth. So we got to cry out to God. We need to pray. And I know that can sound very empty to some people, but it's actually how God is going to be able to confirm and give us strength to take the next step.
So, he's the one who said, "Call unto me, I will answer thee, show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not."
And that will keep us from panic. Mm-hmm. If we are praying, God will bring us peace, and that is the opposite of panic. Well, fear is going to be a big part of this. How do we gain faith to walk through this? By the word of God.
Okay, so think biblically, act instead of react. What's next?
Okay, so then, yeah, pray instead of panicking. Exercise your faith in God. Don't respond out of your flesh by your feelings. Yes, it is painful. You will feel rejected, betrayed, and these are all true and accurate feelings. But I'm saying we can go beyond these feelings because those feelings will bring confusion. God gives us clarity. The Word of God brings clarity, and a good biblical counselor can offer you clarity and help you walk through this. And then ask for help. Help is so important. My pastor recently gave this illustration. Diagnose what you're dealing with. Do you have measles that, you know, over time things can work out, or are you dealing with cancer? When we are dealing with sexual sin, any type of habituated sin or addiction, we are dealing with cancer. We are talking spiritual death, possibly physical death, and possibly eternal death in hell. Because when I read Romans chapter 1, verse 22, 24, and 26, it says that God will eventually give somebody over to vile affections, a reprobate mind. Mm-hmm. And the end of what I see when someone has given themselves over to sexual idolatry in Romans chapter 1, verse 31 says that a person becomes without understanding a covenant breaker. What is marriage? Marriage is a covenant. And Malachi 2:14 says, "Don't deal treacherously with the wife of your youth." God hates putting away. That's what we refer to as our divorce thing. Right. And what did Jesus say about divorce? He said, because of a hardened heart. Do you know that porn hardens someone's heart more than anything? There's nothing that will harden a heart more than pornography. When you get that shame and guilt cycle going through, that can spiral someone so far down. And then who's having a heyday with them? Who is delighting in the destruction of precious people that God created in his image?
But you said there is hope.
There is, absolutely. And that's why I'm saying my hope, everyone's hope, comes from the Word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit, able to renew our mind and heart. And God puts loving and wonderful people around us to help us know how to walk this out. If you're in a church and you've asked for help, I am saying cry out to God. And I have an example of this when, if we have time to share it, I don't know.
We're about 15 seconds before break here, so we'll have you share that right after the break. And also, we're going to open our phone lines here today on Crosstalk and give you opportunity to ask a question of our guest, Nancy Demery, today as we talk about the poison of porn. Our number, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Also, have handy a sheet of paper, a pen or a pencil, because we're going to have Nancy share that website she's referred to as well, so that you can know how to reference that. Back in just 1 minute, you're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
High in the Swiss Alps, Lucian, a lonely, frightened 13-year-old, is overtaken by catastrophic events as he causes little Danny to fall off of a cliff. Lucian finds himself an outcast with his family, his school friends, and especially the very hostile Annette, the sister of Danny.
Danny, I've told you not to talk to Lucian. He'll only hurt you again.
Bitterness and anger set in. As Lucian finds solitude in the nearby woods, he comes across a woodcarver who helps him find the peace he was looking for that not only changes his life, but that of others as well.
You may be able to run away from the village, but you can't run away from yourself.
Treasures of the Snow quickly captures the heart. It's a story of friendship, forgiveness, and redemption. Treasures of the Snow is available on DVD for a donation of $16 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
The poison of porn, our topic today. Nancy Demery is our guest. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. Perhaps a battle you're facing, perhaps a battle going on within your home right now. And though we can't get into all the details, certainly we can certainly give you some general life principles, biblical principles to employ in your heart and your life. Nancy Demery is with us. First of all, give us, you mentioned a website that you write for. You've got a blog. Tell us how our listeners can access it.
Yes, it's just nancydemery.com. And it is what I give my heart and life to is writing articles. They're directed toward women. I love doing women's Bible studies. And so a lot of them are articles that answer a lot of the questions that we won't have time to get into in depth mm-hmm. today. But they give practical steps, action steps. They describe scenarios that might help someone to know they're not alone. And they're packed with the Word of God because that's where I believe our hope comes from.
Again, nancydemery.com. Demery is spelled D-E-M-A-R-Y, nancydemery.com. Just before we go to the phone lines, you said you had an illustration to illustrate what
yes,
you were talking about there.
Hope, yes. Because hope is what God is all about. Jesus suffered so we could have hope. Mm-hmm. And I am an absolutist that God's word is divinely inspired. It's powerful. Hebrews 4:12 says it divides between joint and marrow, soul and spirit, and is a discerner in the thoughts of intents of our heart. Mm-hmm. So we need God's word to help us with that. Because sometimes what can happen is if we have been, say, in an abusive situation and, say, a husband hooked on porn and he repents, we can turn around and become an abuser then by not forgiving, by not responding rightly. And before I tell my illustration, I do want to touch on this. Forgiveness versus building trust and then potential reconciliation are different things. And I hope we can talk a little bit about forgiveness because bitterness is the worst thing that could possibly happen to someone who is trying to get someone free from a situation okay. such as porn addiction.
Well, give us that illustration
yeah.
and we'll circle back.
So a lot of people I meet say, you know what, no one in my church can help me. I've tried talking to someone. I don't know what to do, so you know what, I'm not doing anything. Well, not doing anything is not what God wants you to do because God wants you to glorify Him. And if you're all introverted and self-protective, you're not glorifying God. You're just like existing. So there was a time in my life where I was looking for a counselor to help me through something, and even my husband and I in our marriage. And I was crying out to God, Lord, you got to send someone, because our pastor, he wasn't much for counseling. He admitted that. And I was in the food court at a mall, and this is after praying and saying, God, you got to give me someone to help us. And I saw a man sitting with a Bible in the food court, and then he was looking at this woman, so I assumed, oh, they're husband and wife. Hey, when she comes over, I'm going to go introduce myself. Sure enough, it was a local pastor and his wife, and I just started talking to them about my situation and could they offer us some help, and they offered to counsel us. So what I'm saying is do not sit in a corner and do nothing. Hmm. You're not helping your spouse, and you're not helping your children to see what success is when we turn our lives over to Christ and allow Him to change our heart.
Wow. Let's go to the phone lines. And listening friend, if you want to call anonymously, you may do that as well. Our number, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Racine. And Carrie, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Carrie. I just wanted to weigh in on my past. You know, being addicted to porn as a young man and dealing with all that, and then you become a believer and things are taken away, but then this old scourge is still there, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think the the biggest thing, I could talk all day about my travel with this or my journey through this. And until I realized I have a new heart, right?
Yes.
The Lord Jesus gave me a new heart. Now, and I need to learn to live out of that heart every day. That's mm-hmm. been the biggest freedom to me, is understanding that, okay? Secondly, us as men, we need to have brothers in our life. We're not designed to be out there on our own doing this. And most guys that I know, I mean, first of all, let me say that 70% of the churches, men, are dealing with this. Mm-hmm. This is rampant in the churches. Yet many men don't want to say anything about it. They're embarrassed. They don't want to be transparent. But when they are and they start becoming, seeing, hey, I'm not the only one, and they become transparent, and then we can walk alongside of each other, because this is a lifetime walk to go through this, because it's a continual temptation even now, you know, for all of us men. And that's just what I wanted to weigh in, just make it brief, is that we need to have accountability partners that are out there walking, and that I can call a guy and I can say, I'm struggling today, can we pray together? And that's my just a part of my story.
Carrie, thank you so much for your call here today. Nancy, your response.
Yes, thank you, Carrie. That is so true, and I know many men like you who have that same testimony, and that I love to see in the churches, the men's group that will come together with authenticity and honesty and realize they're brothers helping one another, and they can call upon one another. And you're right, it is rampant in the church, but it is the one sin, addiction, that is so shameful that few are willing to reach out for help.
Now, you talked about that new heart, and he said that's a daily thing. This really, even the Apostle Paul said, I die daily.
Exactly.
It really is a daily issue, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's like the manna for the Israelites in the wilderness. If we do not feed upon God's word daily to receive the power to have our mind set on things above, to walk this life out before God uprightly, purely, with a pure heart, without idols. And when he said a new heart, I'm like, anyone who finds freedom absolutely knows that it's a heart issue, and that's why I love counseling to the heart.
Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Steve in Salina, Kansas. You're on the air, Steve.
Thanks for taking a phone call. Hey, I was exposed to pornography in a print form when I was 10 years old, and before I go any further, I can only blame myself, my sin nature, for that. I don't blame the people who had it in their house. And fortunately, it stopped then. But, you know, that stuff is a temptation. And it's so easy when I'm on the air here, anyone's listening, to say, you know, say we're going to stop it. But when we're in our own home alone, you know, we're not alone. Jesus is still watching. That's where temptation comes in. That Satan will hit you the hardest then. And one other thing here with pornography, it's not just a man thing now. It's also women are getting drawn into this, from what I've researched.
Thank you, Steve. Nancy.
Yes, and you're right, Steve, because the stats are showing 25% to 30% of women are addicted to porn as well. And with our media age and devices, and just everybody's got their cell phone, and there's so much brokenness in our world that as we get closer to the end times, this thing is just so rampant that it is hard to find anyone who is not touched by it. You know what? I appreciate what you said, Steve, is gave me a thought. If we can view people as brothers and sisters of humanity, all created by the image of God, whether they're brothers and sisters in Christ or not, but anyone who is placing themselves where they are watching somebody being debased and degraded sexually on a film, whatever, or just a chat room where a woman's doing it herself to earn money, just like prostitution, many women are setting up their own cameras and doing this, and you just deposit the money and there you go. It's so degrading. If Christian men could view these women as, what if that was your sister, your mother, your daughter? As sisters, could you view her as a human being that is precious to God? And by your participation, you are feeding the industry. Look beyond yourself. Look beyond your own needs. That's what we're called to do as Christians. We're called to be servants of the living God. Christ died for everyone, and we should respond by serving Christ supremely. When you get a hold of that vision, these other things will pale in comparison to the beauty of Christ.
Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. And again, if you prefer to use just an anonymous name, you're welcome to do that today as well, 800-733-9829. Nancy, I'd like you to address another issue here that many would see as a tie-in. It's the area of modesty. How does that play into this issue?
Oh, that's a good one, because I think a lot of women, and in the church especially, do not realize the temptation that just our physical bodies can be to men, because we're not generally visually driven that way, although nowadays, you know, I don't know, maybe it's more so, but I love the scripture that says, don't cause a brother to stumble. So for me personally, I love modesty because I want to be a sister to the brothers in the church to where we can interact freely without hindrance of temptation towards sin. And if anywhere should be safe, it should be within the church. Now, I know there's some women who adopt the attitude, well, those jerks, you know, if they're going to be all lustful and, you know, that's on them. I don't care about that. But one thing that I kind of feel cringed about sometimes in church is if I see really revealing clothing on someone who is up front. And the men in the church want to come and have a safe haven in a church, but they're looking at, say, a worship leader or somebody up front, and I'm like, oh, and you know what? If it's a woman that I feel I can have an influence with, I will try and talk to her and say, you know what? I don't know if you're aware, but you could be causing some brothers in the congregation to stumble here. And I love Ephesians 4. And one of the verses there, verse 15, it says, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So we need to learn in the body of Christ how to speak the truth in kindness and love to grow people up, to disciple them up in the things of God.
Let's go back to the phone lines. George is calling from Kansas. You're on the air, George.
Yes, I was going to make a comment on the pornography and everything. I at a young age, I also was addicted to pornography, not knowing what it was at the age of 6. And since then, I brought it I've been married for 17 years, but in the first part of my marriage, I brought that stuff into my marriage, and it about ruined my marriage. But thanking God and everybody that was counseling me, my parents counseled me, my dad, I always look up to him and talk to him about my in-the-closet kind of stuff. But like I said, it almost ruined my marriage, but thanking God for that, for delivering me from it. Yeah, I still have temptations. Every now and then I do mess up, but I'm quick to ask for forgiveness and just keep pressing forward. If you fail, just stand back up and keep going forward.
Okay, thank you. Nancy.
Thank you, George, for those thoughts, and I have some to go along with that. One of the things I think is important is you need to talk to your wife. Now, I said before, don't just have her as your accountability partner, but don't also ignore her. She is your wife. When God brings us together in companionship for life and marriage, we are to be one in every aspect of our being, our soul, our spirit in Christ, joined in him sexually. So your wife is your primary lover and your friend and should know your heart inside and out.
Nancy Demery with us here today on Crosstalk. A quick break. We'll come back to more of your phone calls and a wrap-up as well. We're talking about the poison of porn, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brennan House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Continue our series on the dangers of discourse. It's fine to have a debate. It's fine to have a conversation. But discourse and dialogue is meant to find common ground. And we've seen in our series of lists that it can do many dangerous things. Number 4 is, when you engage in discourse or dialogue with cultural Marxists, you're accepting their cultural Marxist language. For instance, if they want to dialogue with you on certain things, let's say white privilege, when you agree to do that, you're embracing their term of white privilege and thereby acknowledging that there is a such thing as white privilege, that certain people succeed because they're white, others fail because they're not. Yet that's not factually true. The studies overwhelmingly show that folks from Asia are doing much better than a lot of Caucasians. Folks from India are doing a lot better than a lot of white American Caucasians. America is based on hard work. And when you accept a dialogue or discourse with a cultural Marxist, you're accepting the dangerous language they propose.
If you missed the website, be ready to jot it down. Have a sheet of paper handy. We'll be giving that information here momentarily. Nancy Demery is our guest today. We're dealing with the poison of porn. We're going to Phoenix, Arizona. And Fred, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Yeah, the biggest problem with pornography addiction, number one, you reinforce the cycle. But there's a neurochemical milieu that changes with the observation time, and those circuits in the motivational centers of the brain become strengthened. The good news is that if you stop watching or stop looking at it, those circuits will then lose their strength and can be overcome by the elegance center, which has executive functioning in the brain. And you return to your normal state. And also, this research study that was released, the IQ of people who look at this stuff goes down. It actually makes you stupid. So the title of your program is A Poison is indeed true from a neurochemical milieu in the brain. Hmm. And so it's a deadly poison for everything, including physicality, spirituality, the soul. It's complete. It's a complete destructive activity, and there's a tremendous need for men groups in churches, and the churches are afraid of it because many pastors are looking at this stuff at the child pornography level, and we're losing pastors at 1,500 a year to this stuff. So I've been studying for 40 years. I have advanced degrees in a number of sciences.
Thank you, Fred. And it sounds like we just lost connection there.
Just like you've said, it's great. A daily checklist that you have to go through, or you can easily be succumbed again because those circuits can get pruned, but they can also remain intact for some time. But if you want to lose your ability to reason and have your IQ elevated, just keep looking at that stuff.
Thank you, Fred, for the call. Nancy, your response.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, Fred, because it's researchers like you that have helped us understand much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your call. And I'm going to squeeze Eric in yet from Texas. Eric, you're on the air. Hello, Eric. Okay, Eric's listening to the radio. Eric, we're going to try you one more time here. You're on the air. Go ahead, Eric.
I've been dealing with addiction in more than one way for several years, probably at least 20 years. Previous wives, previous relationships. It's always felt like that they've all cheated, they've all been doing things that they should do. But now that I'm growing into my adult age, you know, I'm suffering with the pornography and with the prostitution, and but yet it always seems like I'm substituting one addiction for another.
Okay, Nancy, address that issue.
Eric, that's where you need to get help, somebody that can help walk you through this, because you can be free.
Yeah, and that constant cycle, trying on his own, it's just not going to work. He said, I'm going from one addiction to the other.
Right.
Yeah. Eric, thank you for the call. Nancy, earlier you were talking about this matter of forgiveness and bitterness. You said, I really would like to address this here. We have just a few minutes left, but Hebrews talks about this root of bitterness that springs up and defiles many. Address this issue of forgiveness. If we forgive, does that mean we forget? What? Put this all together for us.
Well, I do want to, because a lot of women struggle with this, and I have to say I went through a class with some women who are sexually abused as children, and I sat in as part of my practicum, and I see how difficult it can be to forgive. But I want to say forgiveness is what's going to free you to move on in success and to glorify God through your life. Even though this tragic and very violating thing occurred, if you can move into forgiveness, you're going to be able to be used. 2 Corinthians 1:4 says you can comfort others wherewith God comforted you. So I want women to know that there is hope and that you are not to blame for a pornography problem in another person. I know a lot of times women feel, why do the men always blame us? So I'm saying you're not to blame. You, many women have been used and abused, and look at children nowadays and young men as well. The forgiveness piece is different than the trust. Trust has to be rebuilt, and that comes over time. There is a long-standing period of time that's why you need other people involved helping you, so others can also see if trust is being rebuilt. Because manipulation is one of the major things that accompanies secret, hidden sin. And, you know, someone who is living in the dark and learning to get by and manipulate, they're very clever, and Satan equips them for that, just like the Holy Spirit equips us for God's work. So you are dealing with a great big thing here when you're dealing with habituated sin to pornography. And then even some women say reconciliation, say they're in a separated state. No one can guarantee reconciliation because Jesus said divorce comes because of hardness of heart. And if someone's heart has become so hardened, you can't change a hardened heart. Only the Holy Spirit can. You can forgive. That's what you can do. And then you can pray for someone that you love and care about. Maybe right now you feel like you hate them and you'd like to murder them. But forgiveness is going to be your gateway to freedom. And read Psalm 142. At the last verse 7, it says, you know, that you felt like you were in a prison. That's what it feels like to be closely related to somebody addicted to porn.
Nancy Dimmer, you're our guest today, and I'm confident there are those listening right now and said, you know, I really have a question, or I have a hurt inside. I'd like to, you know, have it addressed, but not over the radio.
Yeah.
But you give us your website, and you even have a contact us where you can have listeners write you an email.
Sure. So my website is nancydemery.com, D-E-M-A-R-Y. And then I have a contact page where you could email me through that. And when I am able to, I will certainly get back to you. I would encourage you to read the articles. I write a lot of articles for women who are in the crazy vortex. They don't know what's going on. The kids who don't know, why are my parents melting down in anger every day? Why is this marriage broken apart? Why am I living, you know, with grandma? There's all kinds of tough situations, but that's what I write about. I write to help you gain hope through the power of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And God loves you so dearly. He will never let you go.
NancyDemery.com. Hit the contact us page. Nancy Demery, that's D-E-M-A-R-Y, NancyDemery.com. Drop her an email, and she'd be certainly glad to give help and hope to you in your situation. Nancy, thanks so much for being with us here today on Crosstalk.
You're welcome. It's a treat to be here, Jim.
And friends, thanks for joining us today, talking about the poison of porn. Thanks for listening, and stop by, listen to the program again, crosstalkamerica.com.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.